Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, Hurricane Erin has been making its way across the Atlantic in recent days, and while it's not projected to make landfall in Ireland, there are concerns that the storm's after effects could lead to dangerous and unpredictable swimming conditions over the next 36 hours as families enjoy, of course, the last few days of the summer holidays. Well, this comes as the Irish Coast Guard is this morning appealing to the public to stay back, stay high and stay dry from all coastal regions during the unsettled weather. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Dr. Simon Boxall from the School of Ocean and Earth Science at the UK's National Oceanography Centre. And Simon, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us. So talk us through, Simon, what you understand is happening with this storm and how it's likely to affect us.
Well, Hurricane Erin is the first big Category 5 storm of the season, and it sort of veered towards the US and then it sort of veered north. And because the Atlantic is warmer than it's ever been, it's maintained the intensity of that storm as it sort of heads up towards northwest Europe. And so what we're seeing already is the beginnings of the swell, the sort of waves coming from that huge storm. And that swell is going to build up, and it's going to, certainly there are predictions that it'll exceed 3 metres on any sort of exposed coasts towards the west. So that covers, obviously, southwest Ireland, actually most of the west coast of Ireland and southern Ireland, but also sort of Cornwall and Devon along the UK coast. So it's one of those things where as we rush to the sea for those last minute sort of holiday dips, we've got to be really cautious, because not only are those waves going to put people at risk, but also because those waves are coming in from the southwest, any sort of coastlines that are facing the southwest, it means the waves are coming in parallel. And what that means is we get a build-up of water and we then get what we call rip currents. And that's the thing to watch out for.
And they can be extremely dangerous, can't they, for people who are in the water at the time?
They can. I mean, the reason they occur is because the waves have a sort of a forward motion. If the waves hit at a sort of an angle, they create what we call longshore drift. We've all seen sort of the effect of longshore drift when we go down to the beach. We have groins along the beach. We see pebbles or sand piled up on one side. But when they come straight on, the water's got to go somewhere. It builds up and then it exits quite violently, so quite suddenly. It finds a weak point somewhere. It might be something like a groin from a pier. A variety of things can create those weak points. But when they occur, the flow is very fast, to the point that even an Olympic swimmer would be hard pushed to swim against it.
So it pulls you out into the sea. Is that the effect of a rip current?
It does, yes. And that, you know, many people, unfortunately, we hear many stories. I think over the last couple of weeks, the Coast Guard in Pembrokeshire have been called out over 50 times to rescue people who've been caught by these rip currents. But actually, if you know that's what's happening, you can't always escape them, but the natural sort of approach is to swim against them, to try and swim ashore. You will never beat them. And the only answer really is, well, first of all, swim safely. So if there are red flags on the beach, just don't swim. But if you do get caught in one, or if you're on, say, a surfboard and get caught in one, you go parallel to the beach. You sort of, it's like getting out of a river. You'd never go along the river to get out. You go sideways. And so if you sort of paddle or swim sideways, eventually, these rip tides, these rip currents are very narrow. You will eventually come out of it and get back to shore. Alternatively, lie on your back, and hopefully, if there's a busy beach, people will notice the fact you're being washed out to sea.
Mm-hmm. So you say, imagine that you are in a river, you're trying to get out of a river. So what you would naturally do is try to aim for the river bank. So consider the beach in the same way, the shoreline in
No. Consider the beach not as the river bank. You need to swim sideways, so parallel to the beach, which is totally illogical when you think about it. But what you're doing is you're trying to swim out of that strong current. Mm-hmm. And once you've left the strong current, you're then safe to swim back towards the beach where the current's no longer there. So these rip currents are relatively narrow, probably at most 50 metres, maybe as much as 100, but typically about 50 metres wide. So if you can swim sideways 25 metres, if you're in the middle of the rip current, then you will eventually come out of it and then you're safe to swim ashore, but so never try swimming against it.
As I'm trying to understand it, is the rip current running perpendicular to the beach?
That's right.
In
it's
a narrow
offshore.
Line. Ah, okay.
It's like a river pushing offshore. It's almost as though you sort of swam into sort of an inlet or an outlet, taking you out to sea. And that's where people have problems. They either try and battle against it and collapse from exhaustion, or they just get washed out to the open sea. Mm-hmm. So swim sideways.
So, and you say as well that these are often hard to predict, but given what you've seen with this hurricane and the way it's tracking, you would expect to see on our west coast and our southwest coast that we will have this problem over the next 36 hours?
Yes, absolutely. So unfortunately, that build up to everyone going back to school and college and things, those last minute swims, you know, still go to the coast, but be wary. And also, if you're walking along the coast, obviously, these waves, they do get big. People do get washed over the side of promenades and things. So just be very wary that the sea is... it's merciless.
So you would, I would imagine, be pleased to see that the Irish Coast Guard is saying, stay back, stay high,
absolutely,
stay dry,
yeah,
in this moment.
Absolutely. I think that's the safest thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for explaining it all to us, Dr. Simon Boxall there from the School of Ocean and Earth Science at the University of Southampton.